This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R, first name Jason, J-A-S-O-N, date of birth, August 10th, 1973, date of evaluation, August 15th, 2024. Referring physician is Dr. Sateeb Hassan. The chief complaint, 51-year-old white male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for spinal fusion. The HBI. The patient is a 51-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the cervical spine in approximately August of 2023. Period. He developed acute left upper extremity weakness, paresthesias, and left cervical pain, period. He was initially evaluated at Kaiser Hospital and initially treated conservatively, period. He had continued to do poorly, at which time MRI was ordered, period. He apparently was then seen at Concentra, period. He was then referred to a chiropractor. Who adjusted his neck, period. During his adjustment, his symptoms seemed to have recurred, period. He was then seen by a QME who advised against further manipulation, period. Patient was ultimately evaluated by Dr. Hassan and felt to require surgery for diagnosis M54.12, period. Patient is anticipated to have anterior cervical discectomy for fusion of C6-7, period. Patient currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. The past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number, thyroid abnormality, past surgical history, inguinal hernia, right, 2016, the medication, nebutinone, N-A-B-U-M-E-T-O-N-E, 500 milligrams one daily, Xanaflex, 5 milligrams one PRN, Tylenol extra strength, take 2 Q6 hours PRN, Claritin OTC PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, the sister had brain aneurysm, period. He had subsequently been evaluated and was negative. Social history, he is a prior smoker, he denies cigarette smoking currently, alcohol use or drug use, review system, constitutional, he reports weakness, gastrointestinal, he notes heartburn and antacid use, musculoskeletal, as per HCI, neurologic, he has headaches, review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 144/75, pulse 70, respiratory rate of 20, height 70, weight 225.8 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination, there is mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature period. His strength bilaterally is 5/5. The data review ECG demonstrates 69 beats per minute period. There's right bundle branch loss period, otherwise normal ECG period. X-rays, imaging, cervical and shoulder revealed mild, moderate degenerative changes. There is preservation of cervical lordosis, period. There is no evidence of rectal dysesthesis, period. There is no evidence of fracture or dislocation. Cervical MRI, dated October 19, 2023. There is C6-7 large disc extrusion causing severe left foraminal stenosis. The impression 1, cervical disc herniation, next number cervical spondylosis, next number cervical radiculopathy, next number foraminal stenosis of the cervical region. Patients known to have history of hypertension, blood pressure is noted to be borderline, yes, history of thyroid abnormality, lab work are currently pending, period. Overall impression, patients with significant problems as outlined about, found to have left cervical radiculopathy, C6-7 large disc extrusion, and C6-7 severe left foraminal stenosis, has not been scheduled for surgery, period. He is anticipated to have anterior cervical discectomy fusion C6-7, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for saying, signed Dr. Rollington Ferguson.